So first of all, tell us what's going on at the venue.
Yes, the first session will begin at 9:15, which means that this year's Summer Delos will officially kick off about 2 hours later. And delegates and press are entering into the Meijiang Convention and Exhibition Center, the place where the forum is held. And there will be a bunch of seminars and meetings here today. But besides meetings, I think there are a lot of some interesting exhibitions on show inside the center, which in all the way convey the theme of this year's forum, that is innovative society. Because there are robot arms which can perceive and move automatically, and there are cameras which can tell if the person standing in front of it is happy or sad. So everything you can find here is all about technology and innovation.
So what are the issues that will be discussed during the forum?
Well, the meeting will touch upon some major local and global issues the following 3 days. For example, today there will be discussions on China's financial opening, as well as China's development for the past 40 years since its opening up policy. And tomorrow, the meeting will focus on global innovation outlook, tech leadership, and innovation across the Belt and Road. Of course, there will be the opening plenary on Wednesday morning. At the last day, there will be seminars about the fourth industrial revolution, digital globalization, and connectivity. What's more, there will be some smaller-sized sessions on topics which are quite trendy, such as artificial intelligence, startup companies, digital trade, big data, and female entrepreneurs. So topics of this year's Summer Davos are quite insightful and trendy, but basically innovation and modern technology will be high on the agenda.
Okay, and what outcomes can we expect from this year's Summer Davos?
Well, the Summer Davos is a platform for emerging economies and promising companies to have dialogue and collaborate with each other. And the meeting mainly focuses on innovation, science and technology, and promoting entrepreneurship. So particularly for this year's Summer Davos, I think there are a lot of highlights to be expected. First, it is bigger than ever, not only because of the size of it, with over 2,300 delegates from more than 100 countries, that's more than ever before, but also for the speaker list. All eyes will be on the opening plenary on Wednesday when Chinese Premier Li Keqiang will address a speech. And the science and technology ministers for many countries, such as France and UK, will also join the meeting. And also, many leaders of industry will share their insights, such as Jack Ma, the founder of Alibaba. So it is a huge event.